Welcome back to AutoZone Park here in downtown Memphis. It's Jeff Hem back with you. Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi. And tonight, the Sounds back on the road starting a six-game series here against the Redbirds. Joined by lefty reliever Jared Koenig. And Jared, the story of Sunday's game, I feel like, was the offense. But the story for this team in the first couple of weeks has been the bullpen that you've been a part of and the staff really as a whole. How have you felt individually and how would you describe what you guys are doing right now as a group so far?
As a group, I feel like we've been really solid. We're coming in, throwing strikes, doing our job, and getting soft contacts, and getting a lot of swing and miss, which is all we can ask for, and doing our jobs. As for myself, I feel pretty good right now. I just want to keep building off what I've been working on and keep doing everything I can to stay ready.
How did you feel spring training went, and what for you felt like a fit in joining the Brewers organization as a whole?
I think spring training went well overall. I think I threw pretty solidly for the first however many outings I had, and then just kind of continue to tinker with things and keep trying to get better. And that's all I can really ask for of myself, and keep doing that. As for joining the Brewers, I thought it was a good opportunity. I've always liked watching the organization from afar, and with that being, I thought maybe there'd be a good opportunity there. Yeah, they're always competitive. They always find a way to win, which is something I want to be a part of.
Part of the reason I ask how the spring went is it's always an interesting transition, I feel like, because sometimes the outings are not as regular as you might like them to be. There's big league camp, there's minor league camp, and then there's this little gap of the travel. You guys go to Toledo. So to get off to the start that you are, what do you think is key in that, in sort of translating from spring to regular season?
I think it's just making sure we maintain mound work and getting used to touching the slope every day if possible, and just kind of staying ready. I think that really helps when you do get called into the game and go out and do what you need to do. So just mound work, working on everything every single day, and kind of just mentally staying ready for whenever your name gets called.
You've had quite a career so far. I'm curious in this part first. A lot of starting work in your background, and it looks like pretty much these last couple of years out of the bullpen. What about relief have you grown to like? If presuming you like it, because you pitch like you like it.
Yeah, I enjoy the different change of pace it's been after being starter mainly my whole life, and making the adjustment last year to becoming a full-time reliever from the year prior doing a little bit of both, but mainly a starter. It's been nice. I like it. It's a little different adrenaline kind of kick that you get, and it kind of keeps things a little bit fresh and on your toes a little more, which I think I've found to enjoy.
Your baseball passport has a lot of stamps on it. It's an amazing story. You start in independent league ball for a few years. You get signed by the A's, and then a couple of years later, you're in the big leagues. That was 2022 with Oakland, and here we are in 24. I don't know how often you kind of zoom out and think about what you've built so far, but what comes to mind for you on your baseball journey to this point?
I think the biggest thing that comes to me in simple terms is just a grind. Doing the indie ball grind is well worth it, and I think I enjoyed it immensely. And I think it's been a lot of fun, and it teaches you a lot about yourself. You kind of have to do things for yourself to help you get better while relying on a few tips and tools to help you. With that, I think it's also just perseverance and enjoyment, like the love of the game. I'm here to enjoy it and to compete and try and help as many people that I play with, especially the younger guys. I think if I'm able to share any of my knowledge from my experiences, then I think it'll be a benefit.
Darryl Thompson is a fellow lefty in that bullpen with you. In fact, we were in this dugout last year when he joined me for a conversation like this. I remember him talking about independent league ball. He said, people don't realize you don't just have to pitch well to get into affiliated ball. You have to dominate or you're not going to get noticed.
For sure. You definitely have to dominate. Try and be better than everyone else around you. Otherwise, it's hard to get noticed. And he made it happen, and it's great because he and I have had a chance to talk a little bit about our indie ball stuff and how we would have played against each other in 2019. And so baseball is a small world.
I know you want to get back to the big leagues, obviously, but 2022 with the A's, what does that mean to you to have gotten there? And not just gotten there, you had 40 innings in the big leagues. You were part of the rotation. Like, you stayed. You had an extended run up there. What kind of box got checked for you in that regard?
I think the biggest thing for me is I can say that I earned it. I wasn't a bonus baby. I wasn't a high draft pick or a prospect of any sort. I had to pitch well continuously to even get a chance. And going with them without even having a big league camp invite, and then going that same year and doing really well to start the season in AAA to get in the call, I definitely like to pride myself on the fact that I earned it and every bit of that, and I continue to strive to earn it and do everything I can to get the chance again, and hopefully it comes.
Well said. I appreciate your time. Good luck tonight.
Yes, thank you for having me.
All right, Lefty Jared Koenig, this has been Sounds on Deck, presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned. The lineups and first pitch are coming up next.